Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart in Jacksonville, Florida. It is a beautiful, beautiful, lovely day on today. I feel bad for my friends that are up in the Washington, D.C. and Maryland area. I know they're still going through severe weather, but I send you sunshine all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we have an interesting topic today. Submerged in his presence. But before we get there, I would like to talk about the upcoming DIVA conference, and that stands for Delivered Instantly Via the Anointing. Yes, Delivered Instantly Via the Anointing. The conference will be held here in Jacksonville, Florida at the Ramada Conference Center on Saturday, March 21st. Registration is only $25. Yes, registration is only $25, and there are hotel rooms blocked at a discounted rate. Well, the speakers are myself and also Pastor Tati Adams Stewart out of Douglas, Georgia. We're going to have a powerful time of intercession, powerful time of prayer. If you are in the area, do not miss this event. For more information, you can call 904-536-1501. That's 904-536-1501. You can also go to the website to register, www.tamikostewart.com. That's www.tamikostewart.com. Well, Radio Land, we have some more exciting news. I want to share with you the Quineo TV show. Yes, the Quineo TV show is going back to Preach the Word Network. We are going to be on Preach the Word Network. Not only does it stream to 15 million homes, but they have a contract now with Comcast. So we're going to be on local cable stations throughout Florida, North Carolina, I think in Alabama, and more northern areas. So there's going to be more exposure for the ministry, and the message of quitting is not an option. It's going to reach all the way around the world. So we do give God glory. We give God praise. He's doing so many awesome things. I am just so excited about it. We had a wonderful time up in Washington, D.C. for the National Women Empowerment Event. The sisters were blessed. If you haven't seen the videos, they're on Facebook. We have a trip coming up to Virginia in April. I'm super excited about going to Virginia to fellowship with my sisters up in Virginia. So stay tuned for more information on that. Well, let's get to the show on today. Today we're going to talk about being submerged. Yes, submerged in his presence. Let's go to the throne for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus. We come to you today giving you honor, giving you praise, God. Lord, exalting your name, God, lifted your name high, God. We come reverencing you, God, giving you honor, God. Lord, we come thanking you, God, because this is the day, Lord, that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice in it, God, despite our circumstances or trials or whatever it is we might be going through, God. We still lift your name high, God. We call unto you today, Father, because you told us if we call upon you, God, that you will answer us and show us great and mighty things. So, Lord, we just thank you for the people in Radio Land that are listening to this broadcast today. Lord, the Holy Ghost has no limits or no bounds. It knows every city, state, zip code, and address, God. And, Lord, we release your word. We send your word forth, God, like you're a clouding wind, God. Lord, let it blow and breathe on those that are listening on today, God. I decrease, God, that you may be increased, God, and we'll forever give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Radio Land, this topic, when God gave me this topic, I'm like, okay, God, submerged. He gave me the topic, submerged in his presence. So let's look at these words before we get any further. Submerge. What does it mean to be submerged? Well, think of it like this, Radio Land. Have you ever been swimming and you get in the water? You can be standing in the water and not be submerged. You get in the water, but you're not submerged. You're not submerged until you go under the water and get a dip. Come on, y'all. Catch that in the spirit. You can be in the church. You can say you saved and not be submerged. That means that you're not all the way in. You're either hot or cold. You can have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. God said that his people need to get submerged in him. Let me talk a little more about submerged before I get all excited and just have a Holy Ghost fit on this radio show. Being submerged, again, I told you about how you can be in a pool of water and you can be standing in the water, or some people even like to sit on the edge of the pool and just stick their foot in the water, but they don't want to get wet. That's those who want to have their foot halfway in the church and halfway in the world. They don't want to get submerged. They're just satisfied with sitting on the edge, sticking their feet in. And then you have those that actually get in the pool and they just stand there, but they don't go to the holies of holies. They don't go behind the veil. They're comfortable with being in the outer court. Well, I stop by to tell you today that there's more to your walk, there's more to God than being in the outer court. There's two more levels that you need to get to. Don't be satisfied for being on the outside looking in. I know when I was in school and I saw a game going on or something happening or people having fun, I didn't want to stand on the outside and look in. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to feel like I belonged. I wanted the benefit of being part of a team or being part of a body. But that's what I'm talking about today when I say get submerged in God. Get submerged in his presence. So back to the water, to those that are just standing in the water. You're standing in the water and you're wet. You're already wet. You already say you're saved. You're already seeking God. You're already striving. You're already pressing every day. Why not take a dip and get submerged in the things of God? Why not leave out of the outer court and, baby, step into the inner court? And when you get in the inner court, you are close to the fire. You're close to the holies of holies. You're almost right there to go behind the veil. Why not go behind the veil? It takes self-sacrifice. It takes discipline to get behind the veil. The veil has been split. You no longer have to wait on somebody to go behind the veil for you. You no longer have to wait on somebody to make intercession for you. I remember back in the Old Testament, the people had to wait on the priest to go behind the veil. And I think he would go in with a rope where if he died, when he went in the presence of God, they'll pull him out by the rope. Well, I don't need no one going to God for me because I don't know what kind of lifestyle they live in. And then again, I don't know if they really praying for me like they say they praying for me. So I know that in the New Testament, it tells them that we can go behind the veil, that the veil has been ripped. There is no excuse to sit there with your feet dangling in the water. There's no excuse for you to be in the water and don't take a dip to merge. You need to take a dip today and get submerged in the things of God. That means go deep. The deep calls the deep. It's time out for this on-surface stuff. But God wants to move supernaturally. God wants to miracles. God wants to move in signs, but he can't get people that will get their mind to believe him for them things. You've been programmed to think, oh, it's going to happen like this. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Ain't nothing going to work out for me. God ain't going to never bless me. God ain't going to never work a miracle for me. You need to read the Bible. Why sit there? Why invest your time? Why invest your energy? Why invest your efforts reading something that you don't believe? The Bible clearly says that God works signs, that God works miracles. We need to be in his presence. He is Jehovah Shammah. God is Jehovah Shammah. That means the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Let me give you a scripture. Let me give you some scriptures. Isaiah 41:10. It says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. In Isaiah 41:10, God clearly saying he's with us. So I'm talking about today being submerged in the presence of God. It's not that God is not on the scene. So therefore, the problem must lie within us. What is distracting you from being in his presence? Because we can't go nowhere and get away from the presence of God. Because if we look at Psalms 139:7, it says, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? And wherever we go, he's there. The presence of God is always there. Jehovah Shammah is always there. So what's stopping us from being in the presence? Is your situation, is your storm, is your test, is your trial, is what you're dealing with? I can testify, yes, those can be factors that will keep you out the presence of God, because instead of being in God's presence, you're worrying about all this other stuff. But what would happen if we just tap into the presence of God, if we just tap into the supernatural presence of God? Let me give you some more scriptures. We know him to be Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. I don't know about you, but I'm like Moses. Show me your glory, God. Like he said in Exodus 33:18, Moses said, I pray you show me your glory. We all want and desire to be in the presence of God. We all want the Shekinah glory to fall in our lives. Psalm 16:11 says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Listen, that is so awesome. It says that God makes known to us the path of life, and in his presence, there is fullness of joy. If you don't have joy today, get in his presence. The word says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. What is blocking you from being in the presence? What is blocking you from being submerged in his presence? And you know, Radio Land, I do want to point this out. You can't just go in his presence one time and think that one visitation, that one experience, that one touch, that one hand you got laid on, you can't think that's going to keep you in his presence. This is a daily thing. Daily you got to seek the Lord while he is near. Daily you got to get in God's presence. Daily you must be filled and refilled. Not only if you're in the pool being submerged, it's not enough to be dipped one time. No, you need to consistently immerse yourself, submerge yourself in the presence of God. That means if you got to block everything out. If you have to turn your phone off, turn your phone off. If you have to turn your TV off, turn your TV off. Sometimes you got to tune your family out. Sometimes you got to tune your children out. You have to find that secret place. That secret place. Whether it's your bedroom, your room, wherever your secret, in your car, on the way to work, driving, wherever you have that one-on-one time with God, every day, submerge yourself in his presence. Because I'm telling you, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. So much is going on. So much evil is in the world. So many things are happening in the world. And if we're not submerged in his presence, and the Bible says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there's fullness of joy. In Exodus 33 and 14, he said, and my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Psalms 27 and 8 says, you have seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. We got to seek after him. His presence is here. We can't get away from him. As I said, he's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. His presence is here. But because we're in the world, we have to fight to get to the presence of God. We have to move every distraction, every restriction, every limitation, whatever is holding us back from tapping into the supernatural presence of God. God is here. We got to seek him. We have to seek God. Jeremiah 29 and 13, it says, you will seek me and you will find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, are we really and truly seeking God with all our heart? Keep it 100. Tell the truth. Are you really seeking God with all your heart? Or are you giving him a percentage? Or are you giving him what's convenient for you? Or are you only praying when you feel like praying? Are you sacrificing to get in his presence? Are you really seeking God with your whole heart? Let's examine ourselves. I'm examining myself. Are we really seeking God our whole heart? Not a percentage. You know how if you're in a relationship with someone and you don't really feel them, you ain't giving them your whole heart. You only giving them a percentage of your heart, and you think you can skate by on that percentage? No, God requires our whole heart. It says, seek me with your heart. We got to get a real seek. Where are the God seekers? Where are the God chasers? Where are the people that are sold out for God? Where are the people that say, for God I live and for God I die? Where are the people that will get down on their knees and pray until something happened? I'm not talking about a prayer that just reached God's ear, but I'm talking about a prayer that actually moves God. When is the last time that you prayed a prayer and it moved God and things happened for you and things changed for you and you know that no one did it but God? No one can get the glory and honor but God. You know that it was a miracle from God. That's what happens when you're in his presence, when you're in relationship, when you're in fellowship. Don't just settle for being in outer court. Get past the inner court. Go behind the veil. Be in communion with God, my God. Be in a relationship where he walk with you and talk with you and where you talk with him. You don't have to do it like nobody else. However you talk to God. I talk to God like I'm sitting here talking to you. I don't have to go through no religious ritual, oh, holy thou art, and all of this. No, I talk to God like I'm talking to you. I pray to God. I pour out my heart to him. I let him know what hurts. I let him know what bothers me. I let him know what I'm going through. I lay it all at his feet because a lot of it I can't handle. But he is able to handle it. David was considered a man after God's own heart. And then there's someone said, are they a friend of God? I'm God's friend because I seek him every day. I'm a friend of God. You are a friend of God. You are the apple of God. He longs for you to be in his presence. He longs for time with you. He longs to talk to you. Sometimes we have to learn to be quiet. I like to talk. I'm a talker. God has to tell me, shut up and listen. Not literally like that. I'm just making a metaphor here or giving an example. But I have to be quiet and listen. Because if I'm doing all the talking, how am I going to hear anything from God? Sometimes you have to just lay at his feet and just listen. Listen for the small, still voice. Listen to the direction. Listen to the leading. Listen to the guiding. He wants to commune with you. He longs to commune with us every day. We need to stay in his presence. As it says in Psalm 73:28, but for me, it is good to be near God. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all his works. We know God to be a refuge. We know God to be a place of shelter, where we can go in the time of trouble. We can go to God. He's our refuge. I'm thinking of Psalms 91. Y'all already know the chapter. God is our refuge. It's good for us to be near God. It's good for you to be near God. It's good for you to be in the presence of God. If we stay tapped into God, he can lead us and guide us. He can take us around trouble. He can show us the roadblocks and the traps set up for the enemy. He can show us our enemies. He can show us where to go to be blessed. He can lead us and guide us and direct our paths. All of this when we're in the presence, in his presence. You know, again, I told you earlier, Psalms 139:7, it says, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Honey, we can't get away from the presence of God. Wherever we go, God is there. Even when you're doing wrong, God sees, he's there. When you're doing right, he sees. Wherever we go, we cannot get away from the presence of God. But we got to make sure there is nothing blocking us, that there is no sin that is blocking our fellowship with God. That's why you need to repent every day. We need to make sure we got direct connect, like you got Wi-Fi on your computer, and if your Wi-Fi go down, you know you can't get up on the internet. Why? Because you've lost your signal. Some of us have lost our Holy Ghost signal, and you can't get in touch with God. You need to check out, like you have a technician come diagnose what's wrong with your computer. You need to do a self-evaluation and fall on your face and pray to God and seek him and find out what is stopping you and what is hindering you from being in his presence, because he's here. We can't get away from God. He's always here. Genesis 28:15, it says, behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I promised. When you're in the presence of God, when you're in his presence, oh, my son, he will give you access to the promise. Hey. When you're in his presence, oh, it's just so amazing about being in the presence of God, about spending time with God, praying to God. I haven't been saved my whole life. I haven't always been saved. And I was in the world, and, you know, I thought I knew love. I thought that I had been loved by men. I thought they loved me. Or my ex-husband, I thought they loved me. But can't nobody do Tamika like Jesus. There is no one that has loved me like Jesus. He's loved me in spite of my faults, my errors. He loved me even when I wasn't saved. Because how many know we are predestined? God has already seen our end. So even when I was out there acting a fool, God still loved me because he knew where I was going. God has seen you. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. You have destiny. You have purpose. But the only way you're going to get there is submerged in his presence, so he can lead and guide you and take you and show you and speak to you and give you the vision. And once he gives you the vision, write it down, make it plain, and don't tarry, wait for it. You'll get all of that being in his presence. If you see anyone being used mightily of God, you can guarantee that they're in God's presence. You can guarantee they have a prayer life. You can guarantee they're fasting. You can guarantee they're God seekers. Where are the God seekers? You know, we seek after a lot of stuff, but are you seeking after God? Where are the God chasers? Like that song says, I'm chasing after God. I'm chasing.
wake up, I'm chasing. Every night I go to sleep, before I sleep, I'm chasing. Through the day, I'm chasing. I'm like an addict. I got to have my fix. I got to be in the presence of God. I don't know what it's lived like, what it's like to get up and not feel the presence of God. We should seek the glory. We should want the glory. Every morning, I want the glory. Every morning, I need a feel. Every morning, I need a touch. We should seek after God. Because to survive in these end times, we're going to need a relationship with God. We're going to need a prayer life with God. We're going to need communion with God to make it. The harvest is so ripe. But the harvest is not being reached because we're not fully seeking God, getting direction from him. I truly believe if we fully seek God, like it says in 2 Chronicles, and my people that are called by my name, you know that scripture, if we'll humble ourselves, if we'll pray and seek God, he would give us a strategy. He would give us a plan to reach the harvest. He'll bring us out the four walls of the church and put us on the street. Well, we'll evangelize and do mission work. We'll go to homeless shelters. We'll go to jails. We'll go to prisons. I've done it all, prison ministry in Chicago, in the project ministry. I've been on the street. We need to be in the presence so God can lead us where his people are. The people in church, they're already getting what they're getting. The harvest is outside the church. That's where the harvest is at. Who is willing to go into the highways and the hedges? Only those that are truly in the presence of God, getting divine instruction from him. So, Radio Land, be submerged in the presence. And we talked about that earlier, meaning be fully engulfed, dipped, be full. I don't know about you, but in church when I bring the Holy Ghost with me because he lives and dwells on the inside of me. I have rivers of flowing living water. But I've seen people where they're just satisfied with just getting a touch, or they're satisfied with a shake. They're satisfied with an irk or a jerk. I'm talking about being submerged in his spirit where he dwells and lives on the inside of you, where even if you wanted to do wrong, you can't do wrong because the Holy Ghost has said your body is a temple and God will not let you do wrong because he's alive and active in you. That's what I mean today, Radio Land. Be submerged in the presence of God. I'm not going to get to all my scriptures, but let me just give you one more scripture. Psalms 27:4 says, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." I see here that because he's seeking after the Lord, he's dwelling, and so now he can inquire. So whatever you need from God, whatever you need God to do, whether it's healing, whether it's a breakthrough, whether it's a financial blessing, whatever you need God for, it's in his presence. Get in the presence of God. Don't let nothing distract you. You have to, sometimes, Radio Land, I literally have to fight to get in his presence. Because so many distractions are going on, and this is happening, and that is happening, and the children on this, you know, you have to press your way. So, Radio Land, before I leave, let me leave you with this. Press your way into his presence. Press your way. And remember, Radio Land, I love you. God bless you. And quitting is not an option. Don't you quit trying to get in his presence. Continually press to get in the presence of God. See you all here next Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Goodbye.